Good morning.
Morning, Miss Loretta.
Morning, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, you sound good. Is that a good sign?
Don't know yet.
Really? How frustrating.
It is. Yeah, we thought we were going to go yesterday, now a procedure, and they said, oh no, we're just going to talk.
Okay.
And we got to go back Friday and have the procedure, so.
Okay.
They said it's not screaming cancer, so that's good.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. But they still have to go in and take a look. And
down the throat, or?
Yeah, with a little camera.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. There was something on TV not that long ago, and one of the, I forget whether it was Oz or the doctors, where they went through the nose into the esophagus.
Oh. No, they said it wouldn't hurt. It was, they would make it very comfortable.
Good. And did they do it in a surgery center or in the office?
No, surgery.
Oh, that's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Yep.
How is he doing head-wise?
Not great.
Mm-hmm. It was interesting at Tai Chi yesterday. Another gloomy day, and today's even gloomier. And she, you know, she does a lot of talking, and some of the people that actually said to me they wish she would do more Tai Chi instead of talking. But she was talking about how can we turn the gloomy weather into a more positive frame of mind. I mean, that's not how she worded it, but, you know, how can we do that in our own mind so that we don't let it get us down?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's something that we have to work on, for sure. One of the gals actually does have one of the lights, because I don't know about where you are in Maine, but we get very little sunshine at this time of year. Very, you know, it's such a gift when we have sun.
Yeah, no, we don't get a lot of it, but.
Yeah. And so sad is probably a pretty common occurrence here, seasonal affective disease. And this woman has a one of the lights, and she said, you know, she's up to 20 minutes, I think, at a time. She said, but there are times when I just don't want to leave it. I'll sit there because it makes me feel so good. So I guess there is something to that. It's a specific light ray. But, you know, it also is important, I think, to remember that we have a lot to be grateful for.
Right.
No matter what the weather, no matter what's going on in our lives, that's, you know, a good thing to, and that's why the gratitude journal, which I have gotten away from again, which I periodically do, and then I kind of ease my way back in. But it's, especially at this time of year when everybody's so busy, at the end of the day, just write down, you know, a few things that you're grateful for, because it might help put things in perspective.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
You know, I've been investigating a little bit. I just started investigating these new saunas that's coming out. There's a brand new one that's coming out that's put out by NASA, and it has that lighting in it that helps you.
Oh, okay.
You know, and it's supposed to be on the doctors. I don't know if it's the 19th of this month or the 19th of next month they're going to be on and explaining and telling all about it. Mm. And the girl that was telling me about it said that if you want one, you better order it now, because after it goes on the doctors, there'll be 1,000 back on it.
I'm sure.
You have to wait a long time to get one.
How pricey are those things?
About $3,400.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they're kind of pricey, but they're supposed to really help with arthritis. They're supposed to help to lose weight. This girl I was talking to has lost 37 pounds and only been using it 3 weeks.
Wow. Oh, that's really a lot.
31.
That is a lot, very fast.
But it's supposed to be very good for arthritis, too. So
okay.
That's another reason we was looking into it.
Uh-huh.
Like I say, I'm just started looking into it, but
yeah,
it's really good.
Mm-hmm.
I went in and I tried one out. There's one person in town that has one, not the newest one, but because that's not out yet. But I did not perspire in it at all. You go in and you just sit down, and there's no steam or anything.
Oh,
and I didn't perspire a drop. I came out of there as dry as I went in, and these other girls that went in, after me, came out wringing wet. They were just, you know, dripping.
I thought that's part of the purpose, so that you get the toxins out through your skin.
Yeah, well, I was so dehydrated that I didn't have it in me.
Wow.
I didn't realize that. But I hadn't been drinking water, and I was very, very dehydrated.
Not good.
It was a thing for me.
Were you weak when you came out?
No, I was fine. I didn't feel any different, really.
Wow.
But I found out later that that was because I was so dehydrated.
Oh, my. Not a situation there. You've got to watch that water. It's amazing. So you're one of those who doesn't drink water, huh?
Well, I do when I'm home, but I haven't been home much lately. I'm on the go, going to this appointment, that appointment.
Right.
And so I'm not here. And if I'm not home, I don't drink, because when I drink, I have to go to the bathroom.
So,
you know, you have to.
Good and bad.
Good and bad. Anyway, I won't take up any more time.
Not a problem. Somebody else want to say hi?
Good morning, Darlene.
Good morning, Darlene. How are you?
Very good.
Somebody else was there?
This is Mary Lou. Good morning.
Good morning, Mary Lou. How are you?
I came on a minute late. What was she talking about?
Go ahead, Loretta.
It's some kind of a new technology that's coming out from NASA in a sauna. You can buy the sauna, and it has all these different technologies in it.
Oh.
And this woman that was telling me about it had lost 37 pounds in like 3 weeks. Her husband lost 31, and it's supposed to be very good for arthritis. And it has the lighting in it that you need for, what do you call that when you have
bad?
What is it?
Bad.
Yes, I think so.
These are adjustments. I said it before, now I'm blank.
Well, some people in the winter, you know, they're very depressed, very down. You know, this has that lighting that takes that away. It's going to be on the doctors. Either the 19th of this month or next month. I have to call her today and ask her, because I want to watch it and see.
Yeah.
But this woman has the whole state of Maine. She went to this conference and somehow got the, I don't know if it's a franchise or what it is, but I said, well, can I become a distributor? She said, no, only me. I have the whole state of Maine. So.
Wow. So is this like a franchise?
I don't know if it's a franchise or not, but she went and was educated on it, went to school for it in Kansas City for a week, and now she can sell them to herself. Hmm. You know me, I'm a network junkie. I like to get it if I can so I can get it at a wholesale price.
Oh, sure.
You know.
That has infrared in it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I've got to find out more about it. I just found out a little bit about it on Saturday.
I think I saw something like that with Dr. Oz and Oprah one time on the TV.
Could be the same thing. This is, although this, they have them now, but there's a new one that's coming out within the next few months. And that's what they're going to be talking about on the doctors.
Oh. How big is this thing?
Oh, it seats, the one I was looking at seats two people. You go in and sit down, there's room for two people.
Uh-huh.
And it's, you know, probably 5.5-6 feet high by 4 or 5 feet wide. It's comfortable to go. It's very nice. It has music in it, and it has all these different lightings, every color of the rainbow that changes while you're in there. It's very relaxing, and it's pretty neat, but very expensive.
I'm just looking through my notes from Dr. Oz from the 11th, which must have been, maybe that was Friday, and one of the things he talked about was sunlight. It makes huge changes in your brain, and he said 10% of the people have SAD. The high power light that this woman in Tai Chi is using has no UV, but it puts light where you want it. And the topic of the day was, can you predict weather by what's going on in your body? And I
think you can.
Yeah, you can. I mean, really. But SAD is especially for those of us who live where we don't get sunlight at this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
as I said earlier, it's a real gift when we get a day or even an hour of sunlight there. It just makes everything look better.
So yeah, I get up in the morning, I look out, oh, it's snowing. Uh-huh. Oh, the sun's out. It doesn't bother me. I could care less.
Uh-huh.
But my son is just the opposite. You know, when it's gloomy and dark, he's very depressed. And, you know, I'm lucky, I guess. I don't let the weather.
Well, I make a conscious choice to not let it get me down, but it certainly makes for a lighter day when you wake up and you don't need to turn lights on all over the place throughout the day. I have tons of windows, and yet this morning when I went in to make my water, I had to turn the light on to see what I was doing. It wasn't like it was that early.
Yeah.
You know, normally light would be streaming in there.
Mm-hmm.
So it does make a difference to me. But, you know, I also make a conscious decision to not let it get me down.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody have any questions, thoughts, or concerns? On the doctors, I think it was Friday, they talked about longevity. Anybody watch it?
No.
I alluded to this yesterday. What it takes to live to 100 plus. The skin regenerates every 2 to 4 weeks. I didn't realize it was that quick. The liver takes 5 months, and in that time, it does wonderful cleansing. The colon and the lining in the gut takes 2 to 3 days. Actually, in 5 months, you have a whole new liver, so that when somebody donates a liver, you know, part of their liver, it regenerates within 5 months. Every 10 years that somebody smokes makes them look 2 years older, plus sun and drinking alcohol also contribute to making you look older, as well as divorce. This was a good one that I mentioned yesterday. If you climb a flight of stairs 20 times a week, which averages out to 3 times a day, it will reduce your heart disease risk by 46%. That was a Stanford study that found that out. So those of us who might be living on one floor, if you have any steps in the house, it might be a good idea to incorporate them into your day if you can. As I mentioned yesterday also, Loma Linda is the only U.S. city that has the highest percentage of people who live to at least 100. And they are biologically younger with every decade they live to make that mark. It helps to live in an environment that encourages activity, whether it's the stairs or where you live has walking paths. If the community looks for ways to encourage you to be healthy, that's kind of contagious. The people in Loma Linda do not diet. They have kind of tricks that they shed. They don't have stress. They, you know, find ways to reduce their stress. They have religion in their life. Family is very important. It's, you know, kind of like the first thing that's important to them. And they also hang around with the right type of people. You want to, instead of hanging around with people who are depressed and negative, they find positive people to live with and to be with, and it gets contagious. Fewer than 2% of the population will stick with a diet for more than 2 years. Fewer than 2% will stick with exercise for more than 5 years. You need to create an environment so that you're pushed into doing these healthy things for your body. And I've seen this guy before, the Blue Zone. He's the one who wrote the book. And it talks about where in the world the healthiest people live and what they do to be healthy. In the 1970s, isn't this interesting, 50% of kids walk to school. Guess what it is today?
2.
Fewer than 10%. Yeah, that's huge. One of the ways that you can trick yourself into thinking that you're eating more is to use a 9-inch plate. You'll feel satisfied instead of stuffed. Longevity food, guess what that one is? If we don't get this one right, we're in the wrong club. Anybody?
Greens.
Veggies and fruit. You got it. You'll live 4 to 6 years longer if you have a tight family. Married people outlive not married people. They tend to have higher levels of well-being. The longest-lived people in the world eat plants. Tofu, beans, and nuts were mentioned. Children, big epidemic with childhood obesity, and it's now up to 1 in 3, have higher GPA and lower body fat if there's no TV in the kids' bedrooms. 2 ounces of nuts at a time, 4 times a day, can increase your life expectancy 2 years. You can stay sharper longer by walking. It's the only proven way to stave off cognitive decline. It's the best physical activity for the long run. Oh, this is another one that's hot on my radar screen because so many families today do not do it. Make family meal a ritual. When you eat as a family, you tend to eat less and more nutritional food. This was, I think, in our generation, it was unheard of to not eat as a family at dinner time, except for us, the challenge in the summer when our kids were playing sports. But other than that, family dinner was, it just happened. I don't know how we got away from that, but kids today don't do it. This is another good one. Stress causes inflammation, and we know how detrimental to our health inflammation is. It lowers life expectancy. If you reduce your stress, women can live 10 to 15 years longer. Men, I don't know if there are any men listening, but they're more likely to smoke, eat high cholesterol foods, and not deal with stress as well as women do. Up to 50% of longevity may have to do with who you surround yourself with, family, friends, connections, positive attitudes. Anyone have any questions or comments about what I just talked about? Ben, did anybody watch Dr. Oz yesterday? This was really scary. He had 3 diseases that are often missed, and I think he was zeroing in more on women because we tend to have different symptoms. The first woman, and I hope I don't get this mixed up, I did not write down these things, but a young woman, and I don't remember her age, she was walking and her leg started hurting. She ended up collapsing on the floor and ended up in the hospital, and they sent her. I think this one they sent home. Anyway, her main symptoms were headache, dizziness, lack of balance, and she was misdiagnosed. Anyone have any clue what she had?
Maybe a stroke?
Bingo.
Yeah.
They did not pick this up in the hospital immediately.
Oh.
She's fine. And then he went on to describe, and I've never... Well, I don't know that much about strokes. I know that there are supposedly different tests you can give somebody, and he didn't even mention them, one of which is, can you smile, put your tongue out, I think. But anyway, depending on, and I knew this, depending on what part of the brain the stroke happens in will affect what your response will be. There's a part of the brain they had an actual brain there, and he showed the bottom part is the part that controls balance. Obviously, that was affected for this woman. The frontal part, and these are the classic symptoms that most people who are having a stroke will have. The frontal part controls executive functioning, where you may not be able to find your way back home, or you may not even, you know, normally you would call 911, but you may not even know how to use a phone. The central part of the brain is where the motor cortex is. Obvious symptoms, this one will give you very obvious symptoms. You won't be able to move a part of your body. That's a classic symptom of a stroke as far as I'm concerned. And then there's the back part of the brain. If that gets hit by the stroke, you'll become blind. They're often misdiagnosed, especially in women, he said.
And I think also slurred speech is another very obvious thing of a stroke.
Right. For sure. Then the second most often misdiagnosed disease, symptoms were fatigue and weight gain. Anyone have any idea what this is?
Fatigue and weight gain.
This woman also had insomnia, hair loss, muscle aches. Now this one I knew. Maybe because I have a non-functioning hypothyroidism.
Oh, I see.
And again, she was misdiagnosed. To test if you're losing too much hair, and we've talked about this once before at least, and you grab a section of your hair and the part that's above where you're grabbing, it needs to be approximately the width that could fit through a straw. And then you kind of pull on what you're holding next to your crown and see how many hairs come out. If it's fewer than six, then you're not really losing too many. She had five. As a result, I was diagnosed, oh gosh, when I was 32, so it's a very long time that I've been on thyroid medication because my thyroid does not function. And I've never done the hair test. I feel like my hair, especially in the front, where you can least, you know, where you see it the most and can least afford to lose it, that's where I feel like I'm losing my hair. Not that there's anything I can or will do about it, but if you want to test to see if you're losing too much hair, that's the way to do it.
So even after you start taking medication, it does not bring it back.
Well, you know, medication, nothing works as well as the body should.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Is my feeling. There have been several times throughout these many years that I've been on the meds that I've had to have mine readjusted for one reason or another, and it's checked annually to make sure I'm in the right zone. I have never gone on the... I forget what they call it. I'm on the synthetic, and I've never gone on the one that's made, I believe it's made from is Jeannie on the call? Armor, I think it's from a pig or somebody. Once or twice I have asked my doctor about that, and of course they're more prone to stay with the synthetic.
So they just give you, is it a blood test or what?
Yeah, it's a blood test. And many, oh gosh, this is a very undiagnosed, I don't think it's a routine that people are tested for when they do a normal blood test. It's a TSH. It levels it tests for the amount of thyroxine in your blood.
Hmm.
And, you know, one of the key symptoms is extremely tired. And sometimes weight gain. And, you know, I'm sure that if it's dramatic, people, you know, their hair will start clumping out.
Mm-hmm.
I had no symptoms. I had no idea I had a non-functioning. But when I was pregnant with my last child, which was 74, they were saying, 75, if you had X-ray treatments as a child, have your thyroid checked. Well, when I was a child, they did not protect any part of the body when they did X-ray treatments, and I had X-ray treatments on an eye.
Oh.
And there was no protection for my thyroid.
Yeah.
In fact, when you went to the dentist and had X-rays, at that time, there was no protection for any part of the body. Now when I go to the, although I don't know that it really matters anymore with me, but when I have x-rays at the dentist as infrequently as I let them do it, I make sure that shield is covers my, from my neck down.
Oh. And when you said you had hypothyroid?
Hypo is what the woman on TV had.
Is that, what is that, high or low?
Hypo is low. Hyper is high.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And the third one that is missed in diagnosing frequently has, it can increase your blood pressure. You can get swollen legs, which this woman had horrible swollen legs, totally unable to lose weight. She had chest tightening and pain. And nobody's going to get this one. It's, and I hadn't heard the actual term for it. Type B, aortic dissection. It's an actual tearing of the aorta. 27% of women's deaths are from heart disease or from a heart-related incident. This is something that he says, you probably are wondering why we can't repair this surgically. Hers was situated in such a way that it was too, it, they couldn't get to it without the likelihood of her not surviving. Apparently some of them are. She now has to live, and she's a young woman with a young child, she has to live a really sedentary life, but at least she knows what it is.
Oh, so they were not able to repair it?
This one, no.
Why?
Because I said, you know, I'm a heart surgeon, you're probably wondering why we can't repair this. And hers was in, you know, the aorta in such a way, well, I guess you can go all 360 around the aorta and have the tear on one area of it, and hers was in such a position that it was more dangerous to try to repair than to try to live with. She's on medication.
Huh.
And I believe, don't quote me, but I think that it may have happened when she was pregnant.
Huh. Isn't that something?
And the aorta is the main artery leading away from the heart. So, that's a biggie.
Yeah, when you hear something like that, you realize how well off you are.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Talk about gratitude, which is how we started this fall. You know, when you hear other people's problems, there used to be a saying years ago, if everybody put their problems and everything, you know, every bad thing that's going on in their life in a circle, most people would go back and choose their own. Yeah, all you have to do is look around and see what other people are dealing with, and we forget to realize how grateful we are for what we have and what our lives have given us.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
Yeah. Anyone have any comments or anything about what I just talked about?
I wonder if when you go to the doctor and see some stuff, I wonder if that is a routine, part of a routine type of test that they give you when they take your blood.
For which, what part are you talking about?
Thyroid.
I don't think it's a, you can, when you go for your annual or your blood work, ask your doctor if he runs a thyroid screening.
Yeah, I think I will.
Uh-huh. It's a very good idea. I think that, it's, you know, it's certainly as we get older, I know that my mother developed, and I forget whether, I know that she went on, I believe, Synthroid or one of those, at the end of her life, and I don't know why it was run, but it was picked up. And it's very common. I bet if you talk to, I don't know what percentage of the population is on thyroid, but it's not low.
Hmm.
Surprisingly.
Yeah, I've always had very, very extremely thick hair,
wow.
And now it has been thinning and thinning and thinning and thinning.
Hmm. Me too. As a child, I used to get my hair thinned.
Me too.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And my mother, she always had very thick hair. In fact, she still had thick hair when she passed away.
Wow. Thick hair.
But now my father, he had hair loss as he got older, so.
Uh-huh. And is your hair thinner in the front also?
I think so.
Yeah?
I think so.
Yeah, you might want to ask for a TSH.
Yeah.
And if you do need to go on drugs. When I first started taking, at the time, Synthroid was the only thing that was out, I can remember I used to pay like $3.95 for 100.
Oh.
Which was unbelievable. I mean, you know, granted, it was a long time ago. And then they got into the politics of it because it was never tested, and there was no generic, da-da-da-da. Anyway, now it's under the $4 for 9-day deal, so we're back to being a reasonably priced prescription. One other segment that Oz did yesterday about smart patient secrets, and I actually, before my son had his neck surgery, a year and a half ago, I bought Oz's book about the smart patient, and I read it because there's stuff in there that you just need to know, whether you're going to a hospital or to a doctor's appointment.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I started off by saying that you need to know how to talk to your doc, organize your thoughts, what hurts me, where does it hurt, how does it hurt, like is it all day or, you know, an hour in the morning or whatever. What makes it better or worse? And be honest with your doctor. Be prepared because your time in there is very limited, and when you're finished, he's out of there. Next one is when to schedule the appointment. The best time to call the office is a half hour after they open. They think that that's, you know, you'll have the better chance of getting an appointment that you want and talking to somebody logically. Specify your reason for your appointment. Express a date and time preference. Yeah, right. The first appointment of the day is usually the best because there's less backup.
Right.
This is a good one. And if you think about it, it's very logical. Avoid hospital stay in midsummer, if at all possible, because their new docs all start July 1st. You know, the residents all start on July 1st. The interns come in on July 1st. So midsummer is not a good time to be in the hospital if you can avoid it. Now, know who to befriend, and they, of course, said the pharmacist. He knows your medical profile. He'll check for dangerous drug interactions and provides continuity of care. Beware of germs in the hospital. This is a biggie. Be sure that the nurses and doctors wash their hands before and after examining the patient. And I don't know if anybody is on the call today who was on when my husband had his surgery 5.5 years ago, almost 6 years ago, actually. I swore that whenever anybody walked in that room when I was there, I was going to ask them. And I chickened out. And I guarantee if it happens again, I will be a lot more strong this time because it's something they all should know to be doing and should be doing it. And they even said after seeing the patient. And be sure visitors do the same. And they also recommended wiping down the remote control on the bed rails with something antiseptic. And if you're sending if you want to send flowers, or if you're in the hospital and somebody says they were going to send flowers, don't do it to the hospital. Send it home where it's safer and healthier. You'll enjoy them better and longer. And I think it didn't specify why, but I think it must have to do with germs that from the hospital that will get on and stay on the flowers. He says, enjoy them at home. And the last thing he said was, get a second opinion. He said, you know, a lot of patients are intimidated about doing this. Doctors do not mind that you're doing this. And sometimes they will get a report on the second opinion. And sometimes you even have to go for a third opinion. But, you know, you need to do what you need to do for your body. And a third of the time, if there's a second opinion, your treatment will change. Somebody asked about antibacterial soaps. He said they're harsh and they can break the resistant bacteria. They can breed the resistant antibacterials. It strips away part of the skin surface and allows exposing the skin to elements. The weather elements. So you're better off, especially in the winter, he said, not using these antibacterial soaps. Find one that is much more calming for your skin and more gentle. If your doctor is referring you to a specialist for whatever, ask him, if I were your relative, who would you refer me to? So that was the end of Oz yesterday. But some good information that he, you know, the days that he has stuff that I'm taking notes on, it's like, oh my gosh, do I have time to do all this? But I do try to get down as much as I can for my own knowledge and to share. Anyone have any comments or thoughts about what I mentioned during all this?
Yeah, this is Darlene, but I had heard one time, it's been a long time ago, that whenever you take flowers into a room in the hospital, that it depletes some of the oxygen.
That's another point. He didn't mention that, but it makes sense.
Yeah.
A plant is actually good.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Because plants give off oxygen and take in the carbon dioxide.
Uh-huh.
And help clean the air. In fact, it's interesting, I was thinking this morning, if somebody you know is going to the hospital for surgery, say, and they, it doesn't have to be right now, but whenever they do it, I would definitely go in with my portable air machine now, which I never did. You know, when Marty had his surgery, I took down a gallon of water every day. I didn't want to drink water there. I took down the palm mag, he had the palm mag, and I was in there armed with everything. Never thought, I don't even know if I had the portable air, you know, at that time, but I sure would take it now.
The air traveler you're talking about?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is, there was, we get a magazine from both hospitals here, actually, the Cleveland Clinic and University Hospital, and recently one that we got had an article about the orthopedic surgeon who does knee and hip replacements, and he, in his OR, only in his OR, there is an air purifying system that purifies it down to that. I forget how it says, but I started thinking, why only in his OR? Why don't the other ORs have this going in theirs? It doesn't make sense to me. And that's when I thought, aha, if and when Marty does his hip replacement, I guarantee you the air traveler will be in his room and the door will be kept closed.
Well, see, evidently that particular surgeon sees the, the
benefit. And they showed a picture in the OR where all of the, all of the staff who is in that OR have, like, spacesuits on. So it's just really, I don't understand why, if you're having heart surgery, why would that wouldn't be as important? I don't know.
Well, yeah, to cut down on,
germs and bacteria and viruses, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't get that. I mean, maybe we should go start soliciting ORs with our air wellness.
I know my friend Gail, she's a neonatal nurse up there in the baby section at our local hospital, and when we had the bad fires and stuff here in the nursery, she took her air wellness up there and put it into the nursery for her shift, and she said people from all of the rest of the hospital were coming in there saying, why is it so clear in here? And the rest of the hospital, because they had their, air filtration thing going too. Yeah.
Wow.
She said
she took the big one in, right?
Was important for her babies.
Yeah, she took the big one, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then she asked, she talked with some of the head of the hospitals that would be involved in purchasing something like that.
Mm-hmm.
They said they had their own HEPA filters. And
I'm sure.
They could tell that theirs was not filtering the air like that one was.
Uh-huh. Wow.
So amazing.
Yeah.
Anyway, she just toted it back and forth on her shift.
Oh, my. And I'll bet it went on full blast every time she brought it in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Yeah, but, you just think about those infants. Their eating is not that great anyway,
Yeah. Oh, my.
Very interesting.
You know, the stuff that you don't see in the air, just a couple of days ago, the guy that has the office next to mine at work, he has a lab and he studies milk. He said that recently when it was wet. There's mold in our building.
Mm-hmm.
But it was messing up his samples. And I said, what? The petri dishes and the samples that he had were getting mold because of the mold building. The mold in the air would land on his dishes, and it would mess up his samples.
Sounds like he needs a dehumidifier in there.
He needed the air purifier in there. It wasn't the humidity, it's in the walls of the building.
So it's seeping from them, okay.
Even if mold is away from you, mm-hmm. It made me realize, you know, you don't see it floating through the air.
Right. Did you talk to him?
I didn't at that time, but I thought, you know, he needs an air purifier in his room.
Mm-hmm.
He really needs it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hmm.
You might should let him use one for just a little bit and then take it away.
Yeah.
Say, how does your garden grow now? Oh, dear.
Well, they've said for years that the air in our homes is more toxic than the outside.
Uh-huh.
So you don't know what's in, especially some of these older buildings.
Sure.
I remember when I first started working with Marty, there was a guy next door. It was a small office building. The walls were probably pretty paper thin, but the guy next door was a huge smoker. It was when you were still allowed to smoke in the building.
Yeah.
And it would seep through the walls, for sure, or in the ventilation system. When this guy moved out, they literally had to, you could see his walls were coated. They had to scrape down so far to get all that whatever gook off of everything.
It's nicotine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Carcinogens.
Sometimes in a person who's a smoker, you know, their car.
Oh yeah.
I know my husband was that way. But, in his pickup, you could see the brown nicotine. It would just be there.
Yep.
I didn't know for years what it was.
Mm-hmm.
What the heck is that? Oh my gosh, that's nicotine.
Mm-hmm. Well, I told this story before when we moved into our other house. Soon afterwards, my parents came to visit us. They never stayed more than 2 or 3 days. Never. And the night that they left, the day they left, that night, I woke up in the middle of the night. I thought my house was on fire. I went downstairs because one little ash flicked off could brew for how long.
Yeah.
I went downstairs to make sure everything, and what it was, it was just, it had permeated the drapes and the furniture and carpeting. And it was horrible. We didn't have air purifiers then.
Yeah.
And those were the days when people were allowed to smoke in a house.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's come a long way as far as that goes. Well, you guys, anyone have any final, we're past the hour, have any final thoughts, concerns, or questions before we call it a morning?
Nancy, this is Mary Lou.
Uh-huh.
You've had a great call on so many areas and things of ideas. Thank you so much for listening and supporting back.
Well,
I need to ask, has anybody or do we, have you ever heard of anything that we have that helps somebody that has shingles?
Do you have the Sindamori CD?
Yes, the older copy of it.
Uh-huh. Is it on there?
I don't know. I have a hard time finding and using that. I mean, it's got so much on it, and I don't know exactly. I guess I've never taken the time.
Yeah, I will make a note to look at that when I get on the computer again.
Okay.
We have a small call today, Mary Lou, so I would suggest bringing it up again when there are more or different people on the call. Anyone on this call have any comment?
I think it usually, they say it has something to do with the nerve.
It is.
It is.
Yeah. years ago I had somebody referred to me, and I forget how I even found, how he found me or whatever, and he tried some of the, I want to think that we already had elastomeric, because I think that's what he may have tried, and I honestly don't know or remember what happened. I just got a vision of wrapping somebody in the comforter, because it
has
all the technologies.
And I also think maybe the lactoferrin and the Jade Green may very well help.
It certainly can't hurt.
Yeah, internally.
Yeah.
And I knew that they had, you know, in one of those testimonies, they had indicated that to do the liver support for the one to do with hives, but I don't know. Hives, I don't think, and shingles are exactly the same. I mean, I'm not enough authority to know on it or to look up to the between the two, and I guess I just need to do, but I mean, I know they both kind of go with the nerves, like you said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And I think, I don't know if it would do any good after you've already got the shingles, but they're supposed to have a shot out now, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's another thought. Have y'all taken any of that or no? I just haven't taken any shots, and I don't know. I did have a bad case of chicken pox when I was an adult.
Mm-hmm. It's the same virus, yeah.
But I don't know anything else, so.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just thought, what if you do, and I'll try to go back into there to hers and look at the one I've got to see.
I'm wondering, I just thought of CM cream. I don't know whether that would have any benefit or not.
That very well might help.
It might help.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I've got some friends that just are in bad shape with it.
Mm. You have another sample of the CM cream?
Do what?
Any
samples? I do have some samples.
You just need a tiny bit. I always tell people.
A little bit.
Best time is right after a shower because your cells are open. And just, you know, a little bit goes a far way.
Uh-huh. Might be something to do.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I appreciate it.
Yeah, keep us posted on that.
Ask and see. But if you ever know of anything, and I did lose the lady that I tried so hard with ASL.
Wow.
She passed away, had her funeral yesterday.
Mm.
So anyway, she fought it really long and hard, and we tried everything we could of Nickens, but, and, you know, and that testimony from that guy that was Ron Klein or something, and we just never did have any, it maybe helped some very slowly, but just never could, you know, see any results. So anyway, maybe one day they'll find out something to help people.
Well, yeah. Yeah, there's just, unfortunately, we're all going to die. And the point of what I'm doing, for me and my family at least, is to put it off as long as I can and be as healthy as I can until the very end and then immediate down.
That's right. That's all we can do. Just do the best we can.
You know, we have, so many of us at least, have done such damage to our bodies for so many years that sometimes it just says, you know what? It's time to pay the price.
That's right.
Yeah.
You're right on that, what it can do.
Yeah.
I have another question also. It's kind of off that, but do you know if Nikon has anything that you could put in the water for, like, the hot tubs and stuff like that? That for the spas, that's not really toxic.
Never heard of anything.
No, bromide is supposed to be less than the chlorine, isn't it, or something?
Well, I know that people who have swimming pools, there are other options that you can use to clean the water besides chlorine. It's supposed to be more expensive, and I want to, as I say, salt, but there are other things that you can use that are healthier choices.
Yeah, a lady asked me the other day, she says, you know, do you think Nikon has anything that, you know, you could put in for the hot tubs and stuff? Mm-hmm. And I thought, gosh, I don't know, I'll have to check.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah. Alrighty.
All right. Well, guys,
I know that salt works real well. My son and them use the salt in their pools.
In a pool?
Yes.
What about a hot tub?
You know, they have a hot tub, but I've never asked, but they do. I think
Is it just a regular salt, or is it a special salt?
Do you know what kind of salt they use?
No, I don't, but the next time I'm around, I'll ask.
Yeah, yeah.
Speaking of salt,
I could go to any of those pool places and they'd tell them, because they'd be more informed with it, you know, of what's the best kind for the size and everything around. But they could just call a pool place.
Yeah, she was just trying to stay away from any chemicals, you know.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying that they could tell you about the salt, because they do handle the salt systems too, you know.
Yeah, yeah, I'll mention that to her.
I think, speaking of salt, I just one last thing went through my mind. A woman at Tai Chi yesterday mentioned having bought a neti pot, which I think we've talked about on these calls. And she just bought it just to try it, and didn't feel cold or anything like that, but just wanted to see it. She used it. She could not believe the amount of gook that came out, and her ears popped and got clear. She didn't realize that they were blocked. So a couple weeks ago, I was tempted to get one because I was congested and I had a cold, and I ended up not getting it, but it's something you might want to think about, guys.
What was it?
A neti pot. Dr. Oz has talked about these, has shown them. They've had it on the doctors also. You have to put salt, you use warm salt water in it. And what's the deal is you put it, you tilt your head over a basin, it looks like a little teapot or a little magic pot, and you put the water in one nostril and it comes out through the other. And it clears everything in the process. And then you do the other side. You have to use salt. She bought the salt they have. If you just, and warm water with non-iodized salt is what you need.
Uh-huh.
I've never heard anyone say that you have to buy the salt from a place where you buy the neti pot. But they probably are priced less than $15.
You know, when I was taking martial arts, the instructor, he was saying when you're in a shower that you should always sniff up some warm water through your nostrils automatically just to clean your system out. And I thought, what are you nuts? That'll sting.
Well.
But anyway, my husband says, I always do that. Don't you do that? I said, no, I never did do that.
I would go with the neti pot first.
Yeah, yeah.
That makes more sense.
Nancy, this is Mary Lou again, and I have used the neti pot religiously, and it has helped so much.
What came out, and she wasn't even feeling anything, to induce her to use it. So if you're healthy and a lot is coming out, you can imagine when somebody is congested.
But if you start feeling a little bit congested, or, you know, you're around somebody else, my children are kind of reluctant to what all mother does, but anyway, they did come around, and when she kept having this sun stuff, and she was ready to walk on that 60-mile walk, she and the doctor, and she started using it, and she said it made such a difference with her getting cleared out that infection she was having, and the doctor recommends. So I think they're great, and you can get one in our area for $10.94, something like that.
Really?
And I get the smaller, simpler looking, like you said, that looks sort of like the little pots that they'd have from...
Little magic pots.
Magic pots, like you're saying.
Uh-huh.
But they work wonders.
Yeah, $10 is that cheap. When I was calling around, they were averaging about $13.
I think you're getting it at a pharmacy?
Pharmacies have them. Even, I think, Whole Foods may have had it. That was, I think, a little bit more expensive. Walgreens had it here. CVS has it. Call around before you go.
Yeah.
Test prices, because there is a little fluctuation here.
All right.
Mary Lou, do you feel like you're going to drown when you use that thing?
No, I wasn't a good student like they demonstrate somebody. One time I saw on Oz that he was demonstrating that. But no, and it will burn kind of up in there, but just take your time, but learn how to take a breath and then keep your mouth open, and it circulates around, and it works real well.
You have to breathe through your mouth. Nobody ever said it burned.
Well, see, that was my condition. It burned for me a little bit, you know.
Your water too hot, do you think?
No, it was just probably my sinuses.
Okay.
Oh, that they were kind of irritated, so it did a little bit.
Yeah, well, but obviously you have to breathe through your mouth.
Yeah, you breathe through your mouth, and you just work it that way, but it works great. And if you think you're getting a sore throat or, you know, something, I just do it as a precaution. I don't do it every day.
Yeah.
I sure do, and I've gotten all my children to use it with them and their kids.
Well, somebody in the class said that they use it in the shower, and the teacher said, well, that way you don't see all the book that's coming out, which is good.
I hadn't tried it in my shower. I just always do it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I, you know, I keep it warm.
Yes.
And I measured, and it takes not quite a cup, you know, and I use our water.
You use a cup on each side?
Uh-huh, it takes about a cup on each side.
You use a whole cup on each side?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I think there's a booklet that comes with it.
Well, it just is, it's real simple, you know, but you'll get better with it the more you use it.
Yeah.
So I think it's
now, I don't know whether you can buy them online. Probably someplace has them online cheaper.
May help. I don't know.
Yeah.
I could just pick that one up, and I was glad I did, because when I needed it, you know, when I was feeling like I was getting an infection or something, well, I was glad I had it here at the house. And I bought the salt, and I liked it because I didn't know what I did, but, you know, it worked out fine.
Well, somebody in the class actually uses it every day, whether she's sick or not.
Well, I think it'd be wise. I really do. I think with the amount of information that we have in the air and so forth, I think it's wise.
All right, guys, it's 11 o'clock here. Sorry
to
go on so long. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks.
We'll be back tomorrow. Thanks, everybody, for your participation.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.